Ladies' cricket teams were not unusual around 1900. Brunei had its own ladies' cricket team as well. But the cricket team at Ostley, because they had a men's team as well, and the ladies' team, and the captain was Minnie Harricks, who was a cousin of mine. The Bannisters, particularly Elizabeth Bannister, also played for them. And they were a very good team, actually, because Minnie and Elizabeth were extremely good bowlers. So they frequently beat Ooze, who must have had their own team as well, and Hamilton. But it was just one of the activities that they had in the area, because they certainly devised a lot of games and sports and things like that to keep themselves occupied.
It must certainly be a sign of a decent enough population.
Yes, well, I think because there weren't other things to do, so it was the social aspect of being part of the team, because most of these teams, when they played, they would also have a meal provided for them, and quite often they had a dance that night as well. And most people had a barn, so it was pretty easy to have a dance. And so I think a lot of it was the social aspect as well as the sports aspect. But they had lots and lots of sports days. And some of them were for Sunday school, some of them were for ordinary schools, and all of the combined schools of the district would get together and, you know, have three-legged races or tug-of-wars or whatever. And these names, Harricks's, Bannisters, McIntyre's, they pop up again and again and again in these activities. As I said, it wasn't unusual to have a women's cricket team, but by about, well, I think the First World War basically wiped it out. There's really nothing after that much as well. But some of the ideas they had, it's like they played car soccer with old cars, played like a type of soccer with the cars, which has popped up, I know, on Top Gear. They've done it in modern times, but they were very inventive with some of the games and the activities that they came up with. But it seems, I think it reflects a healthy society that they were quite happy to have a women's team. There was no put down, because most of the women, the heads of these families, they were pretty strong women, and they were working women, so they were either your postmistresses or your school teachers or whatever, or the bush nurse. They didn't sit home and just be domestic. And maybe that had something to do with the fact that it was so well accepted that they would get out there and be in these activities. But there was also a lot of the concerts, the same names pop up again. They could all play the piano, they could all sing. So you read it and think, God, they must have had no time to themselves, because they were always out socialising. Through my grandmother, I'm related to the Harrickses, and the Harrickses came to the area, not just Ostley, around about 1850. And Frederick Harricks, who was the first one, actually had the Bushman's Home, I think it was called, which was like a tavern, like an inn at Shawfield. And that was quite notorious because it was raided by bush rangers and robbed several times, and they got tied up and all sorts of exciting things like that. But he bought over £3,000 worth of land, and of course he couldn't afford the repayments and he had to mortgage it. So eventually he died, which a lot of the Harrickses died in their late 40s, early 50s, and the land was all broken up and eventually sold. But they stayed in Austerley, and unfortunately they had about 10, 11 children each family that repeated the names of their predecessors. So they would add an extra name. So, for example, my great-grandfather was Albert Edward, and his father was Albert, and the next one down was Albert Edward Thomas, and they would add a name for each generation. So I've sort of given up. I just know if they're a Harricks, they're related, because they're all one family.
I was going to say, it must make it very difficult when you're trying to actually locate one specific individual that the names are repeating, because I don't imagine in every case you're going to have someone document it with middle names.
No. The best thing I did do, that Albert, who was my great-great-grandfather, he built a lot of the roads right through to Gormanston. That was his thing. So there was a bit of information about him. And his daughter, Hannah, who was they knew as Poppy, she actually became a teacher in 1880 and taught at Ooze and then went up to Ostley in the 1890s. So I have pictures of her, and she kept an album. So I have her old album of the pictures of people. But I have all these people, and I can see the resemblance, like, to my father, and I know they're her brothers because she had five, but I don't know which is really frustrating. But she was quite interesting. And then my great-grandmother, she also taught at Ostley in the 1890s, She was a bit of a devil. She liked men a little bit younger than her, and her husband actually came to a very grisly end because he was out shooting parrots, and he took this old shotgun, and she said, "Oh, do you think you should use that?" And he said, "Oh, it'll be right, it'll be right." Anyway, as he was going to shoot, the gun dropped and part of it fell out and it went off and it got him in the abdomen. So, and then it also ignited the powder that he had in his pocket. So basically his intestines were all hanging out. So he managed to get back to the house and they just gave him morphine because they knew that he wasn't going to survive. So she then was still teaching because she had seven children by this stage, and there was a bit of a scandal because she was supposedly sick, but another baby was adopted. And then she went to Austerlitz and there was a complaint made by Elizabeth Bannister about a man being seen on the premises of the school. And anyway, she took it to court and Elizabeth Bannister had to publish an apology about impinging on her character and why she'd been ill and all of this sort of stuff. But the man in question, who was her husband's cousin, she did eventually marry. He was another worker, 11 years her junior. So she liked sort of burly men that worked in the country. So she was an interesting character as well.